Hey, it's the Soul Raver Show, and yeah, we're back again. Me and Mr. Lasagna.
Yep, that would be me, and me Lasagna. We're lacking our coder, by the way. He's busy doing important business.
And by important business, I think we mean sightseeing in Washington. Yeah.
Yeah, and for some reason, he hasn't been on for 3 days.
Yeah, we theorized he might be dead, so just in case.
Yeah, but don't worry, we won't give up on you. Anyway... Should we begin things? We got a lot of questions. I told you putting it on the mainstream would get more people writing this.
Yep, definitely, because Enemy Lasagna told me to unannounce the questions thread, and the question is poured in.
Yeah, took it off the announcements page and put it on the mainstream forumings.
Mainstream. Yeah. That's the right word. Yeah, so things have been going on in-game. We've got SoulRaver.net, and we are furiously working on making it look nice and ready for the public. So.
Yeah, and we're failing miserably because we've lost our coder. Anyway.
Yeah, so that's at work, and the reason people are getting 404s and 403s is because we've blocked the site from public consumption.
What's a 403?
403, I think, is a forbidden error. Like, you can't see the page because you're not allowed to.
You got an error that you're not allowed to get?
Yeah.
Forbidden error. I'm afraid this error is the last you will ever see. Okay, let's get this started.
Okay. Still lots of questions, so I'm just going to start now. So, DC Arching asks, nice show. Okay, I'm collecting Nipin, but there are... Are there going to be another wipe, and is it only going to keep one of each, or is it going to keep one Epine out of the several that there are?
I think it'll help if you actually read the question word for word rather than...
But it's all phrased nasty, and I can't read it.
Then make fun of it.
No offense to DC Archer,
I'm collecting Epine, but they are going to have another wipe, and only keeping one? That's how you do it.
Well, okay, fine. If you want to be like that. So, there probably will be several more wipes, as Furiel said. And, yeah, you just keep one of each Epine. So, stop collecting Epine, you will feel sad when they get destroyed.
But if it gives you something to do, we won't stop you. Do it. You won't be able to keep them, but if it makes you happy, do so.
Yes. Don't cling to your precious items.
Okay, let's see, and then there's a question from you, which is actually from Danzy, which says, will there be consumable stuff? And I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
I'm going to have to go with yes, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it might not even be food. It might just be something that you use once and then it's gone. That's a very, very broad term.
Yeah. We're wrestling around with what the consumable stuff ties in something we're discussing at Dev, and it's a very heated discussion, and when you see it come out, you'll know exactly what we were talking about, because it's a big detail.
Yeah, basically there are two people. There's me, and then there's Satan. I think I'm right. He thinks he's right. I think I'm more right than he does. He thinks he's more right than he...
And I'm in between.
Yeah, so our leader can't even be our judge, which sucks.
Yeah, so we have to really think it over, so... That might take a while, but when it's in, you'll notice.
Yeah. I think it's going to go down to, we're going to put both in public and ask you to vote on it.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. We didn't discuss it. We should do that, yeah.
Yeah, but okay. Anyway, two questions for us. First, what method of coding is being used? I don't know. We don't have Furiel.
And so that's from Chazriel, and I will have to... That is, we use PHP and MySQL for the website, and that's what it does most of the... That does almost all the coding. We don't use Perl or any other coding languages right now, but it might go in the future, so just stuff like that for the ones interested. And Chazriel asks, will there be donation items in the future? And, we were discussing that on Dev 2.
Yeah, I think that we're going to not let you donate until we've decided what exactly we're going to reward you with.
Yeah. I mean, we don't even have donations yet, and probably won't for a bit, until we need it, which might not be a while, because really, we're going to only ask for money if there is, a significant load on our website, and we go down all the time, go over our bandwidth, and then we'll get a server, and, that costs a lot of money, so we gotta get to cash.
But if you guys really want to pay us, we won't say no.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. So Karid asks, when are more levels going to be implemented? Poof, they're in there already. Yeah. His second question, are all those Tornrid coupons going to be one unit of currency, or can you just turn them in to get currency?
And what exactly is going on with that? Because I swear that we were supposed to have some viable stuff by now.
I think he was coding it. He just Furial coded the store code, but he doesn't have any items to put in the store, and since he's gone, I can't suggest anything.
Well, why don't we just put some placeholder items like the crowbar?
Yeah. Yeah, the crowbar and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, just, you know, we can think of stuff later. Just make sure it's there.
The Tornrid coupons, I will just clear that up. They won't be currency, and you won't turn them in for currency. You'll turn them in for items.
Placeholders.
Yeah.
Placeholders. This game is basically a placeholder, it containing placeholders.
So we have to, we are thinking on the currency as well, and I think we've kind of come to a decision, or we're near one, so.
It's going to be moolah.
Moolah.
Moolah. Especially in the 20s, it'll change to moolah.
Okay, Karid's third question, will you be able to sell all the junk you get and get currency for it, because I have lots of stuff I will probably never need.
Ever need. I won't probably ever need. Yeah. Sorry. I think that, are we doing a selling tech thing, like Kingdom of Loathing?
It makes sense. Maybe you could sell it at a shop or something, maybe not just sell it into the nether regions.
You mean like every other RPG in existence where you have to go to a shop and sell it?
Well, I mean, I don't want to sell it to the nether regions. Small dwarves.
And maybe we can make it so depending on where you sell it, you get different amounts.
Yeah, it depends on the store. Hey, wait, that's like Oblivion.
Yeah, we're going to be copying someone no matter what we do.
RPGs don't have that much variation nowadays, and we can't blame them because there's not a lot to go in.
Okay. ACDR, or Actor, please tell us how you pronounce that.
Actor.
Someone's joining us.
Is they now?
Yeah, someone says, from Jonas Widom, and he wants me to answer a call. I don't know whether I should do this or not.
Oh, that's Satan, and I don't know, because we're in the middle of this. I don't know if that'll hang you up.
Okay, I'm afraid to do it.
Send him a message and say, Satan, we're in the middle of the show. Like,
we
can't hang
are
up.
In the middle of the show. Bit afraid to accept.
Listen to the sound of EL type.
I'll reject. Sorry, Satan. Next time you should spend less of your time watching anime.
That's rather cool. No.
Okay.
So ACDR's question?
Oh, yeah. ACDR. He says, is there a system in place which actually gives me experience? I've defeated about... Yeah, blah, blah, blah. It's about experience. We've got experience now.
Yeah, so poof. Next question.
Damn it. This... Maybe a week is too long. Okay, this is from Greenwind, by the way. Not trying to sound annoying or anything of the sort, but I'm just curious as to how adventures are going to work.
We're working on it. Woohoo.
Yeah, give us time. Will there be familiar, says Robin Mortar? And maybe.
Yeah. ACDR, back to a question earlier, because he had actually two other questions I forgot. Is there a way to communicate with people in-game? No, but soon. And Simple Who Was Like Command, exactly the same answer. No, but soon.
Well, you know, if you get your stats, you got 4 stats there, and you could make it into a little numbered code, and people can see that, so, I don't know, does that count as communication?
Not really. I want to discuss the whole familiar things, because in Dev, we're just talking about... Well, we haven't talked about it a lot, because we're focusing on more important things, but...
I think we shouldn't say too much, because I do have an idea which is related or based on the idea that's going around in the forums, though I'd like to discuss it to you when it's not so public.
Yeah. We're going to just bleep out the entire 10 minutes of the show.
Yeah, this is pretty much the reason why I really need to talk to Ferial. There are so many things that I need to understand what he's doing and also kind of tell him about. You know, he's our main coder. I want to know half of this stuff as possible.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you about these stuff, don't worry. You'll not be kept out of the loop.
I think I know what it is. I won't say it out loud, but I think I know what you're talking about. So, yeah.
Awesome stuff. Okay, now, Molotov Knight, it says, will there be an adventure-type system? And I'm going to say yes.
In some form.
The big problem with me and Satan is, it's not so much the function. Functionality is going to be exactly the same. It's the narrative to how that function works.
Yeah.
His is convoluted and pulled by the hair. Mine is nice and simple.
That says you, Mr. Biased.
I would say that, wouldn't I? Of course I'm going to promote my own ideas.
Okay. No. So... Yeah,
I wouldn't have any problems with Satan's particular idea for this if it wasn't so... Oh, gosh, now I wish he was on so he could defend himself. I feel really bad about that.
Maybe next show.
Yeah.
EL versus Satan. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Satan, you can come and be on Skype for a sub-show next Sunday.
Sunday.
I've already asked him, so now we have to do it.
Yeah. So Denarius asks, what do you think would be the easiest way to coordinate the wiki with the dev team in respect of the 48-hour rule? And I think that would just be put big red...
Sorry, go on.
No, it's fine. Continue.
I was gonna give a joke answer. I was gonna say basically don't type anything into wiki and there shouldn't be a problem.
Yep. And I was going to say, when we're implementing items, we'll just put big 48-hour rule in big red letters on the item, so...
Yeah, our creator actually checks the forums quite regularly. And forums, like Wiki quite regularly, yeah. And has almost cocked up in it. I saw that. I'm glad you got rid of it, because what you said was completely wrong.
Yeah, that was wrong. I think I was too sleepy. And I won't tell anyone what that is, because that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're going to check. They're going to find out. It's in the
They're going to revert the changes on whatever article I last talked on.
You'd
be like, God damn it. Yeah, I'm going to see if that actually works. I'm going to see if...
Well, you do by answering Mr. Anderson.
Yeah,
Mr.
You can look at the difference. You can see the comment I made.
Yeah. Anyway, Mr. Anderson answers, what the heck is a queerzog? And we already have an unobtainable EP. What is the point of making another?
So a queerzog is when a mom and dad live... No, that's for later.
A queerzog is basically what happens when you get a reptile, a skunk... A lizard queen. The reptile can be any reptile, but you have to have the lizard queen specifically. A mongoose and a partridge. Put them together, chew them up. Now think of the opposite of that, and there's your queerzog.
And I was thinking, in simpler terms, we could just say it's a gru that can come out into the day, but not the night.
It's not a gru. If it was a gru, you'd be able to see it, because grus are totally visible.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. It's the very opposite of a gru.
Yeah. It's okay. That's what I meant.
To be honest, a queerzog is just something that Satan said to him as a placeholder for something that I still don't quite understand and think is good for the game, and it became our monsters because we are very unimaginative here.
So, into the second question, we have already won an untainable EP, and what's the point of making another to annoy the collector in you?
Basically because we hate completionists.
Yeah.
And also because we want so much to be like loathing that we want unobtainable trophies.
Yeah.
By the way, EP are not trophies. Apparently we've decided on that.
We discussed... I brought it up. I thought maybe EP should be trophies, but then I got yelled at and I... was
by Ferial, and unfortunately, since Ferial controls the code, he is... almost the one who has the last say on everything. If he doesn't like something intensely, then he's not going to code it in for us.
Well, not really, because there's a lot of decisions on dev where we're like, oh, hey, let's put in this idea of having queerzogs, you know, for an example. And he's like, okay. He doesn't love every idea. He just, if he hates it, he won't implement it, I think.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Okay, I Lord. Oh, gosh.
The I Lord.
Apple is getting very powerful. The iLord. Now go to church without leaving your bus.
While leaving your bus?
Yeah, because you listen to iPods on the bus.
Oh yeah, you're right.
What are ePIN items, and what's good about them? ePIN are the items that will stay with you no matter what. They're the items that when we...
They stick with you, man!
No, that's a time machine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they stay with you even while we wipe the database, and they just show you how hardcore a player you are. If you got the first ePIN, then it shows that you've been here since the very beginning. If you got the second ePIN, it shows that you've got a very ingenuitive mind. If you're going to get the fifth ePIN, which we haven't put in yet, it's going to show that you've got a lot of time on your hands. And I might be making this up.
Okay.
Pizza Pimp says, when are we gonna get to use a torn ripped coupon?
Never.
Never.
Actually, probably in the near future. Once
Ferial gets resurrected.
Yeah. If we get a radio station like RKOL, it should be RSBF, and I think that's a bit masturbatory on my part, because Radio Strong Bad's fan.
I would have to say that I'm totally...
Unless it means something else.
We could name it something like Soul Radio.
Yes. So
then people will have guessed that we play soul music all the time.
Exactly.
And then we'll have to go like, I don't know, we'd have to play Fever every 5 seconds or something.
Also, my name is Bob 221, and that's because I was struggling with his name. I thought it was Bob 121 or something.
No, his name is Pizza Pimp.
Greenwind asks, who are your heroes? Are they all me? If so, why? If not, why? Oh God, why?
Because you whine too much. I don't like heroes who whine. And my favorite heroes is the one which is on BBC Free on Fridays.
Yep.
Thursdays, even.
And I like the heroes that are on ABC 7 at 8 p.m. And that's a lie, because it's actually on our NBC network. But, yeah.
Them some good heroes.
Yep. Seriously, anyway. I don't know.
Satan says, when are we going to get rid of that Greenwind guy? Oh, we've already got rid of him.
Oh, no, we marginalized him. We marginalized Greenwind.
I'm going to pretend I know what that means.
That's on the third page of the questions.
iLord again says, could you somehow implement an arcade game? It would at least keep people entertained whilst waiting for everything else to be ready. Something like blackjack or Tetris with high score tables as well would be cool. Would it be hard to code, or could you do it in an easy another way? Keep up the good work.
And I'm gonna have to say, I'll put a casino in the game, and in this casino there will be, when you click on the little slot machine, it'll link you to a flash version of a slot machine.
Pop-up flash games.
Yep.
I you know what? My brother's actually a flash animator. I might be... No, that's probably a bad idea. Anyway, Soul Raver is people! People, I tell you! People!
I'm going to say that, first of all, Soul Raver is not a food product, and second of all, this is 2008.
And third of all, Greenwind, stop revealing the end of the secret. If people find out early, they'll want to stop playing.
Please.
And then there'll be a famine.
Toe76 asks, so what will our time machine look like? A phone booth? A sweet car or what?
You know, that's actually quite funny, because our artist did draw a phone booth next to our time machine. I don't want it to look like a phone booth, because I think that's a little bit obvious, a reference. Just to let you guys know, there is a picture of a phone booth in our Extreme gallery, and we're going to be using that for some reason, probably a Doctor Who reference. Maybe there's a TARDIS that you can enter at some point, and then you can faff around, get kicked out by the Doctor, and he screams at you, and then you're like, what did I do? You know what we could do? We could do like a combination of Doctor Who and Top Cat.
Top Doctor Who?
No, Top Cat, you know, with the phone, where he keeps using the phone, and the policeman keeps telling...
Like, I was mixing their names, but whatever.
Oh, okay.
And can we rename EP and style points? And what the hell are EP and style points?
EPing style points. You don't know? Neither do I.
What kind of music do you listen to? And I listen to everything in and far between. But should we pick a favorite band to make the question narrower?
I really can't, because I like stuff to listen. Okay, I'm going to tell you one thing I listen to that very few people know. Because if I say something like The Beatles, or, I don't know, MC Frontalot, or, you know, everything that everyone else has heard of, you know, it's going to be boring. So I'm just going to say Tin Hat Trio. If you look out anywhere in the world for CDs by Tin Hat Trio, or they're now called Tin Hat, because they're not really a trio anymore, then listen to it. It can be good stuff.
I like me some They Might Be Giants, but that's typical liking, I think. So.
Yeah.
There we go.
You're not original. Anyway, so, yeah, I've actually given a couple of Tin Hat Trio tracks to a few selected DJs on Radio KOL, like Lilith and,
what's a KOL?
It's the King of Lizards.
Aha. The King of Lizards radio, personal radio station.
Yeah. Anyway, where
Pizza
are we?
Pimp asks, why are Oreos so tasty? And I'm gonna
Because they're made by the devil.
Well, when you get rid of the chalk and you eat the white stuff, then yeah.
Chalk.
I actually like what everyone else calls the chalk.
Chalk? I've never heard of such a thing.
They don't sell that over there?
No, I know what Oreos are. I like Oreos. What I do is I take the Oreos. I get a little cup of milk. I get the Oreos. I get like a pack of five or so, and I, you know, where there are five or ten or so in them. I eat them. I twist them, like scrape off the cream and eat the cream in my mouth, and put all the little biscuit things in the milk, and I just leave it in the milk until I'm finished with all of them. Then I get a spoon and start to fish out the little bits.
And then I puke, and then I leave the show with illness.
It's delicious because I absorb all the milk, and it tastes wonderful.
I'll try it.
I recommend everyone try it. If you're going to use a spoon, use a teaspoon. A tablespoon would fit.
Otterwask asks,
that's going to be the best thing you can do with Oreos. Oh, yeah. and then you drink the milk, and if there are little dregs of Oreo biscuit crumbliness at the bottom, you can fish those out with the spoon as well. They are delicious.
I'll just try it on one of these days. I'm skipping a question. Otterack asks, is there going to be an in-game chat like in, well, every other MMO? And no, there is going to be no way to communicate with other players at all.
Oh yeah, I forgot, we're against socialism.
Yep. We hate being social. Hey look, someone's knocking on your door, enemy lasagna. Isn't that great? You should go get that.
You know what's funny?
What?
Someone isn't.
What? What the, why do I hear knocking?
I have no idea. What are you hearing knocking?
Okay, maybe the radio listeners can tell us. What am I hearing? Okay, Toe76 asks, where do babies come from?
Hats. Babies come from hats. What you do is you phone up a hatter whenever you want a baby, and they design for you a hat. Inside the hat, if you've got a 50-50% chance of it being a baby instead of a hat, but you have to pre-order it in prefabric silk, and the silk has to come from China. And if you don't get it the first time, you have an increased chance of getting it a year later, and you have to call the same hatter at exactly the same time, otherwise you're going to be getting a troll instead.
I'm talking to Satan because Satan is pissed off at us for starting this show.
Me too, I say to him. And then I'm gonna, okay, what's really nice? Oh, I know, I'm gonna do a lovely couple of smileys at him. Colon, thing, D, space, colon, thing, D. I don't know what that thing
That's
in
what
the middle
goes
is.
On in this chat, is that we talk and we say we're sorry and we love Satan.
Yeah, because Satan needs some love. So many of his things are convoluted bad ideas. I don't mean it, Satan.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that.
No, his ideas are brilliant. It's just that one idea that I just think isn't as good as mine. Yeah, I'm full of myself.
Mr. Bias. Okay, yeah. So Zell Andoni asks, Railgun? Goss Gun? Band Geeks? Are you combining the things somehow? Like using a Railgun filled with Goss Guns on Band Geeks?
No, what you do is you get a rail gun and you attach a Gauss gun to it, you know, strap it on with, like, sellotape, and they both shoot band geeks.
Huh. Reminds me of my high school years. Oh, wait. Yeah.
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 Will there be a professor with no name? We can bug you about giving him a name.
Says now, junkie.
Is it, yeah, I keep thinking. No, I think we're going to call him Dr. Brown or Dr. Black or Dr. Green.
I wonder. Maybe we don't have to give him a name. I don't know. Maybe we probably will.
No, wait, no. His name will be The Professor. You know, first name The, last name Professor. That's his name. You can call him Professor.
Yeah. They're turning kids into slaves to make cheaper sneakers, but what's the real cost? Because the sneakers
don't seem much cheaper. Question.
Why are we still paying so much for sneakers and you've got little slave kids making them?
Well, to be honest, I don't wear sneakers. I just wear shoes. I don't like to sneak around, so I don't wear sneakers.
And then Naked Jew doesn't wear anything, so that doesn't bother him at all.
Well, he does. He wears Nikes, and that's about it.
So he also, Pizza Pimp also asks, what are our overheads and what are our operation costs? I really have to say, right now it's going to be $8 a month, so we don't need your money.
Don't worry, we'll be singing a different tune in a couple of months.
Yeah, when you guys overwhelm us with your love and care and signups.
I wonder if it's actually possible to get Satan to join this, because I feel really bad that we left him out.
Okay, I think I can call him in. Let's try this.
Okay.
I don't want to hurt Satan's feelings, so let's invite him to the conference.
Okay, give it a go.
I hope this doesn't ruin my recording, but let's see.
Well, just in case, that was your show, kids. See you later.
See you later, because we did answer all the questions. Also, user not found, what the hell?
That's weird.
Gonna have
While you're figuring that out, I'm just gonna talk about something. Today is Thursday. No, it's not. Today is Friday. And Fridays are usually pretty good days, because it usually means the end of hard labor. Well, I'm not entirely sure about you guys, but I usually look forward to Thursdays more than Fridays, usually because that's when all the good stuff happens, that's when Hero starts, that's when all my favorite things get updated, like Minus. Have you ever heard of Minus, by the way?
Minus one. I'm sorry. I'm adding Satan to Skype.
Okay. Minus, as in the comic.
Oh, I haven't heard of it, no.
Okay, it is a wonderful comic. I recommend highly that everyone who listens go see Minus. Search in Google Kiwis by Beat. That's Kiwis space by space Beat. Beat as in B-E-A-T. Kiwis is in the fruit or the animal, spelled the same. By as in B-Y, so Kiwis by Beat. So,
okay, I'm adding Satan, just so you know.
Okay. Click on the first link and you'll get to the Minus comics, which is about a little girl with magical powers who pretty much can do whatever she wants. And they're very charming little kind of comics, and they'll make you smile. They happen at least once a week, and what's all the grinding?
I think that's Satan who's on the line.
Is he on the line?
Yeah. What can we do?
Yes.
Yay!
Yay!
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, now we need to do an argument about whose idea is better.
Because, about the whole adventures thing. But what could you argue about without spoiling your respective ideas, or is that not important?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say that my idea is simpler and less convoluted. There. You'll go. You defend yourself.
I'll have to say that either idea can work, but it might be better if we try two.
Try what?
Try both.
Try something new.
Huh.
Oh, something completely different.
Now for something completely different.
Yeah.
Yep. And then enemy lasagna explodes, and we continue. Yeah. So we did answer all the questions in that one thread, which I should start deleting now, because it's going to take a while.
Yeah, sorry, Satan, but we really didn't know whether we could let you on without ruining the recording. So we thought to play it safe. But now that we know, we can let you on whenever you can.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sorry about the rejection. We love you, really.
Yeah. Yeah, great.
Okay, so come on, we're going to be listened to. You have to say some more stuff. You haven't said enough yet. Introduce yourself.
This is Satan. So you know we're still recording.
Yeah, we are. We definitely are.
We're still recording, yeah. And everything, every little blunder you're making is going to be heard by the general public.
Don't put the pressure on him. We already are.
Yeah. Are you sure you want to do this when we're... How long have we been recording, by the way?
We've been recording for 30 minutes, 31 minutes as of now.
Oh, 3 minutes. Wow, that was quick. 31 minutes. Oh, that's pretty damn good.
It's all the questions. These people like us.
Okay,
We read all the questions in that thread.
Yeah, but there were a couple of things I'm pretty sure you could answer a little bit better, like stuff about the server, since you're the one running that.
Like what? What could he answer about it?
Yeah, he could kind of tell us what's going on. So, you know...
We are still waiting for Fireal to get online and transfer us the information.
Yeah, because he has to give us...
He can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get us play the game, because we don't have a copy of the game.
Yeah.
So until then, we're kind of stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy's on holiday, and he didn't even do... I don't know why he didn't send us
of
the databases.
Just see
what?
All fire alarms, so he will be on soon.
Oh, great.
Awesome. Brilliant. He just in time to miss the show.
He'll get to listen to it and be sad, I guess.
I guess, yeah. Because we all talk about him and talk about how uncool he is. How much we want to kill him in his sleep. Furiel, if you're listening to this, we don't mean it. We love you really. Please don't stop coding for us.
Yeah, we're on all date. We're a very zen dev team.
Yeah, can I actually, Furiel? I'd like to just say about he is the most work hardingest of people on this team. I mean, seriously, his work ethic is non-stop.
Yeah.
While we're all goofing off on Skype talking about random junk, talking about cereal, talking about Guitar Hero or whatever, he's coding, and he refuses to come on Skype because he needs to continue coding. He says he enjoys it, but man, that guy just doesn't stop.
And he did it while he was sick. So I have to applaud his work ethic even if it is a bit...
Yeah, I really can't wait until he made the spin though, because then it'll take a lot of work off him. He'll probably find something else to do, though, knowing him. So, yeah, this is applause for you, Furiel.
We're very excited about this whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's going pretty quick. It's going a lot quicker than I thought it would. I mean, it's only been about 3 weeks, and we've got stuff.
Whoa. So yeah, I deleted all the questions. You people will never get to see your questions again.
Oh. Yeah, and all the questions we didn't answer, well, tough.
Yeah, well, I think we answered all of them, unless we missed one, and we're very, very sorry. Please resubmit it. We still love you.
Actually, no. If we haven't answered your question, it's a sign that we're sick of you and want you to leave forever.
Like Greenwind.
Yeah, like Greenwind. Because we hate you, Greenwind. Ugh. No, we love you, really. Okay, so what have you been up to today?
Me? Nothing. Game-wise. I mean, I'm writing the tutorial, just for the sake of everyone who wishes to know.
Yeah, I need to talk to you about that, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Satan, are you still there?
He's
Hi, yes, I am.
Yeah, because you've gone all mute on us.
I think it's the pressure of the radio show. Thousands are listening, and by thousands I mean like, maybe,
like tens of hundreds.
I wish I could check how many people downloaded that.
We have literally some listeners.
Shouldn't that be on the server stat?
No, I don't think so.
I'm beginning to get the idea that now that we've answered all the questions, people are going to probably have turned off about 5 minutes ago. If you're still listening, then we commend you.
Yeah, so I think I should actually wrap it up because I've got things to do.
Yeah, sounds good.
So next week we should probably have a full post.
What exactly do you need to do, by the way? Where are you off to in such a hurry?
Well, I'm not off in a hurry. I'll be going in, like, maybe 10 or 20 minutes, but I got to, I'm the child of a divorced couple, so I've got to move from house to house.
That's tragically hilarious.
Woohoo, tragic hilarity. Or deathly hilarity, where you die laughing.
No, that's just sad.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah.
Well, stay on for a little longer after the show, because I still need to talk to you about tutorialness.
I will. So, yeah, goodbye, listeners. Have a good one.
Enjoy your lives. Yeah.